WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
A pub called The Condemned Man, a congregation called Church of the Quivering Brethren. You might think you're in Charles Adams country, but says critic Lisa Schwartzbaum, you're in the singular neighborhood of Cold Comfort Farm, a new movie by John Schlesinger. Here's Lisa's review.
Why, you ask, should you run out to see a small BBC film based on a dark and funny 1932 English novel when you've got a summer amusement park full of big and shiny new American movies to choose from? Why pick something starring a bunch of masterpiece theater types when thousands around you are plunking down bucks to watch expensive doodahs starring Tom Cruise, the biggest and shiniest American of them all? Simple. Sometimes when Hollywood is a little too shiny and gizmo-driven, it's small, tasty sweeties like Cold Comfort Farm that deliver the coolest pleasures. Between now and the 4th of July, when tornadoes, dragons, comic book characters, spies, prisoners, and aliens are vying for our attention, Cold Comfort Farm is a reminder that wit matters. It's been a while since director John Schlesinger has given us a film as smart as he is. How the guy who made Midnight Cowboy and Marathon Man could have mucked around with Sally Field as a vigilante mom in last year's awful Eye for an Eye is beyond me. But with this perfectly tuned adaptation of Stella Gibbons' beloved novel, Schlesinger gets back where he belongs, in a burnished little world filled with people who are intentionally and unintentionally hilarious. Gibbons wrote her novel as a satire on the chest-heaving rural romances of D.H. Lawrence, where men with sweaty, dirt-streaked bodies spoke in muddy rural dialects. In Cold Comfort Farm, which adapts the book spiffily with a zingy script by Malcolm Bradbury, Kate Beckinsale, from Much Ado About Nothing, plays the orphan society girl Flora Post. Flora is impoverished but cheery about it. Fancying a career as a writer, she tells her swanky London mentor, played by the delish Joanna Lumley from TV's Absolutely Fabulous, that she'll go live with the relatives who will provide the most grist for her novelistic mill.
Of course, you can stay here as long as you like, darling, but you'll probably want to take up some kind of work sometime. Earn enough for a flat of your own.
What kind of work?
It's ages since I did any, but there must be something that would suit you. Bookkeeping? Beekeeping?
I can't do that, Mary. Really?
Now, Flora, don't be feeble. You know perfectly well you'd be miserable if you haven't a job and all your friends have. Besides, £100 a year hardly keep you in stockings and fans. You must have some ambition.
I do. I want to be a writer. When I'm 53, I mean to write a novel as good as Persuasion, but with a modern setting.
Well, how will you spend the next 30 years?
Living life, collecting material. Surely no one can object to that. And I've such a lot in common with Jane Austen. Neither of us could endure mess.
What will you live on? Or off?
As you said, relatives.
Well, at Cold Comfort Farm, Flora gets a fine mess to clean up. The farm itself is decrepit and overrun with eccentrics, including Eileen Atkins as Flora's gloomy tarot card-reading auntie, Ian McKellen as a hilariously fervent itinerant preacher who delivers messages of damnation, sexy British classical actor Rufus Sewell as Cousin Seth, who dreams of a career in the movies, and comedian Stephen Fry as a fluty artiste who dogs Flora with his affections. The cast does bring that masterpiece theaterish sensibility to the party. They work as a real ensemble, not just a gathering of independent stars. And as a result, they have the kind of good, self-contained time the animals had in Babe and the humans had in Four Weddings and a Funeral. And another thing, sometimes in Cold Comfort Farm, the dialect is nearly indecipherable. Much of it was made up by the author in a wicked parody of Lawrence's overheated ruralisms. But I bet you'll walk away repeating many of the linguistic motifs. Lines like, I saw something nasty in the woodshed, and there have always been stark adders at Cold Comfort Farm. Which gets me back to why this cheeky trifle is such a breath of fresh air this season. It's one thing to glom on to a catchphrase or two from the Arnold Schwarzenegger or Jim Carrey oeuvre, and you'll certainly have a chance to pick up new choice nuggets from each later this summer. But it's much rarer to find a literate movie that does not carry the library shelf whiff of capital L literature you sometimes smell in films based on Henry James or Jane Austen. At one point, Flora's pretentious would-be suitor tells her, "I am engorgedly in love with you." Well, that's how I feel about this film.
Lisa Schwartzbaum is a writer for Entertainment Weekly.